Shekhar. I'm a technical support engineer and customer technical support, Microsoft. In this DFS 2010 work item tracking, I'm going to cover how to use the fields and what are the various attributes that are there in the fields, and how to customize a work item type with the new fields, that means adding new fields and modifying field labels like this. First we will go through the definition of the field in work items, and then we will see the various attributes for a field and any other limitations if they have. And fields are global across the entire collection in order to promote consistency across work item types and to support cross-project queries. The relevant fields for a given work item type are defined in a fields tag section in a work item XML file, or nothing, or you can say as work item type definition. And these fields have these fields contains a few information like name and the type, alt text, and a set of behaviors or any constraints if they have. And fields are always defined by a name and a reference name, and also a type. Name is different and a reference name is different. Name is to identify the field, and reference name is the field definition that we create internally in the databases, that are going to be created internally in the databases. And fields can also be set with various reporting behaviors. And you can see here the syntax of the field here, that is a field reference name, system title, name equal to title, type string, and end of the tag. And the field name. A field name is a unique and it is a user visible identifier for a field for a King Foundation server. And any field which is referenced in the workflow or forms a section of the work item tracking definition must have a field tag element which defines it in the fields section. And field names can be 42 Unicode characters in the language. And a field reference name. An important objective of work item definition language and work item query language is for these definitions to be portable between the team foundation servers. That means you can't create a field definition with the same name across your team foundation server. Like a system not a title, it is field definition. And you can't create another system dot title with the same field definition. And the field reference names are unique worldwide and cannot be renamed. Once you create a field definition like system.title or any custom field definition, you can't rename those field references. The two namespaces are predefined, like a system and the Microsoft system, kind of system.title, system.assignative, and under the Microsoft, you have Microsoft.sts.some field names. Schedule date or priority like that. And the system namespace will include all system fields that are mandatory for team foundation system functions, like system.assignative, system.title, system.id. Those are all mandatory for team foundation system functions. And the Microsoft namespace will be used to define all required fields for out-of-the-box work item types defined by Microsoft. Like you have the priority, schedule date, start date, and you have description, all those. Description is a system field, and you have any other work item fields like area path, even area path is a system field. Any system dot remarks or something custom fields which you have. coming to the naming convention, field reference names can be defined using alphanumeric, underscore, and a hyphen characters. They must contain at least one period. They cannot have a period at the beginning or at the end of the name. We can mention this period in between the field name, but we can't define this at the end and as well as at the start. They cannot have multiple hyphens together, such as dot hyphen hyphen, system hyphen hyphen. Like we can't create like field definitions like that. And field reference names can be 255 characters of length. And this is a predefined length for the field reference names. Field type. The type of a field defines the kind and size of the data users expect to store in that field. A field can have one and only one type of collection. This encourages organizations to use common fields across projects and work item types. Suppose if you are creating a priority field as a string, and it must be unique across the collection. We can't create another priority field with a different data type, and we can't rename this data type from one data type to another. Like if you create a data type priority as a string, you can't rename that string to an integer or any other data type. Recognize the field types are string, used for one line and short string fields, freely used in query field lists and results lists. Strings can be up to 255 Unicode characters. And integer, used for integer values, freely used in query filters and results lists. It is a 32-bit signed integer, and a double, used for floating point values, freely used in query filters and results lists. Date time represents a specific moment in time that is stored in coordinated universal time, that is a UTC. Plain text, a long text field used for items such as a work item description or for any long description of text, you can use this as a plain text. HTML, a long text field used for items such as work item description. This differs from plain text fields in that it is strongly typed of HTML. This field allows for richer display of information. That means we can format the text to bold or like that. That options are there in your user control. User interface, not user control. Tree path. The field tree path can be used with system.areapath and system.iterationpath. This field can be used to display the text in a tree view structure and history. This history can be used with the system.history field only. This field can be used to display the history. Reportable. Some field values are particularly useful for reporting purposes. The work item definition language allows you to specify a specific special attribute for this field. This attribute is optional. If the attribute is not specified for a newly defined field, the field data will not be exported to the database. If the attribute is not specified for an existing field, the field's report setting will remain unchanged from its existing setting. Suppose if you don't specify any reportable attribute for the existing field or any one of the fields during creation, and once after saving that field in the foundation server or respective work item times, and you can't change that attribute reportable from particular value to a different value. And the reportable attribute takes one of three values, that is a dimension, measure, and data. The purpose of dimension is it is used for integer, string, or datetime fields only. the data goes into the warehouse and cubes, so it can be used to, so that it can be used to filter reports. The formula attribute need not to be specified, or if specified, can only take the value none. And coming to the detail, use it for integer, double, string, or datetime field only. The data goes into the warehouse, but not into the queue. And the formula attribute should not be specified with the attribute detail. You can use it for dimension. You may or may not be used for dimension. You can or cannot be used for dimension. But you can't use it for detail. And coming to measure. Measure is used for integer and double fields only. Aggregation is defined by formula attribute. If no formula attribute is specified, the default aggregation is sum. And the formula attribute enables the user to choose how the measure is to be aggregated. The formula field is ignored if the reportable attribute for that field is not specified. And the formula attribute has 7 possible values, that is sum, count, distinct count, min, max, average. Once a reportable attribute is set for a field, it can never be changed and it's global to all bucket and tasks that reference the field. Okay, now we will add a custom field to the work item. And the work item earlier we created was work item type, and the earlier we created was a custom process. And now we will try to add a comment field under the group classification just below the iteration. Okay, for that there are two ways that we can customize this work item type. I mean, as we discussed earlier, we can use Notepad to edit the XML, or we can use the portal. First, we'll try to edit the Notepad, and then we will use the portals to add a new field. Okay, go to the respective work item definition. There is a custom process, and click on edit. If you see these fields, these are all the field definitions that were there in this work item. And we will add a new field definition here. Let it say, we can simply copy a work item definition, field definition here, and you can add at the end so that you can easily identify the location. If you want to make any modifications like name for that respective field. Okay, if you scroll down here, let's copy a field and paste it here, and I would like to name this as comments. Comments, if any. Comments, if any. Reference name must be unique. My custom field dot comments. Type is string. Sync name changes, this is not required. And if you want, you can add reportable, or if you doesn't want, you can remove it. Okay, now we have added a field here. We just defined a field, but we didn't add that field to a layout on the form. Now we will add that field to form layout, and let's search with layout, and in under this layout we would like to add that particular field under the classification group. Go to the group label classification, and you could see these two controls that were added here. We will add the comments control, control type, field control. Field control, field name is my custom field, custom.comments, and the label comments, if any, and label position left. This is the layout. Let's check the difference name that we gave is the correct one or not before trying to save this. Yes, and if this is comments, you can make this as comments if any. Okay, this should be fine. Now we will save this work item definition and we'll try to upload to the team project. Go to the tools, process editor, work item types, import it, choose the location, that is a custom process, choose the work item type, choose the team project, before click on OK. Okay. Okay, the field name comments if any is not a supported field. Let's check once again. Field name can simply mention as comps. It should be only, there should be only one space, I guess, something. Comments, if any. I guess the error is because of the space, the additional space. Let's try once again. Cancel, and remember that we saved this file. And again, we'll try to import, browse, custom process, select the team project, click on OK. Yeah, now it was the work item was imported successfully to the team project. It's because of the space that we gave before that field name. Click on refresh. You could see this. Comments if any. This is a string file. Now, we will try to add another field using a power tool. Okay. First, we'll open the file. It's there in the documents, process template. Type definitions, custom process. If you open the XML file in Power Tools, using Power Tools, you would see these three different tabs. One is the fields, the second one is the layout, and third one is the workflow. First, we will see the fields. All the fields that are defined under this work item type are shown under this fields tab. You could see our custom field that we created here somewhere. See, comments fine. And the type is a string, and reference name is mycustomfield.comments. And under the layout, you could view the preview form, the layout of the form, so that you can easily identify or easily locate where do you want to place your custom field. And the field I'm interested is I would like to add a field under this comments, if any, with a name. Number of days or something like that. Okay, click on close and we will try to create a new field. Click on the new one to create a new field. Specify a name. The name should be like days to finish. And I would like to give this name as integer. Reference name, my custom field dot days to finish. And help text. We can provide any help text. We enter the number of days to finish, and you can make this reportable attribute as dimension. Click on rules, we'll see and now you can click on OK. Now we have created a field, but we didn't save it. First, let's save this XML file. Click on save and go to the layout. Go to the classification here. Under the click on select the column, right click, and create a new control. And on the right hand side, you could see a panel under which you can edit the properties of the respective fields. And the control settings could be not supported for this control. Okay. The field name, here we have to mention the field reference name that we give for the respective field. I have created my this is something like my select from here, my custom field, not test to finish, and the label test to finish. And field type is field control. Click on save, and again click on preview form to see the position of the field control or the control that we added just now. Okay. Now we will import this Workata to Team Foundation server. Select the custom process, CMMI, click on OK, select the team project, click on refresh. Right there, you could see it's best to finish. Similarly, you can add a field under these tabs. Just only we need to mention the control under the respective tabs in this layout. If you see, there's a tab group, and under the tab group repos tabs, we have different controls here. And just we need to create a new control, and we need to add that control here.